today is all about really starting the expansion and announcing the starting the expansion of Heathrow. So all the work that we're going to do in the next couple of years, which has already going to be already been agreed, but also the work and all the investments going into the next 5 to 10 years to increase capacity within the current perimeter, that will prepare us for a third runway in the coming future. We're doing this in conjunction with British Steel because we think it is really important that everybody understands that this is a project for all of the UK. We need backing from all of the UK to make this project a success, and all of the UK will benefit from the success of this project. This is truly a project for all of the UK. During the project, we'll be investing billions of pounds. Those billions of pounds will flow into supply chains all over the UK, also here in Scunthorpe, where we're already spending £158 million this year in the supply chain here. And that is what's happening all over the UK, in Ireland, in Wales. Billions of pounds will be flowing into all of the UK. We are fully behind it, and we will be presenting our proposal for how a third runway could be built and what it takes to government when summer comes. That support is crucial because there are building blocks that need to be built together with government that we as Heathrow cannot sort of be built on our own. There are areas around regulation, around airspace modernization, which are not areas that we control alone. We need to work together with government to make that happen, also with our airlines. There are no taxpayers' money needed to deliver what is agreed with government under the national policy statement. These are all private investments. No taxpayer money for the third runway. Our ambition, together with government, is to deliver a permit by the end of this parliament and to deliver the runway by the end of the next parliament. That is ambitious, and it does require cooperation from government, and we are prepared to deliver just that. I think that we need to balance economic growth and prosperity with climate conditions. And there are climate conditions. The third runway will not be delivered unless it lives up to the agreement made with government under the ANPS. In itself, of course, there will be planes flying, but we also have to realize that economic growth cannot be blocked. We need to deliver both for the economy and for the climate. I would not say growth is more important. I think both is equally important, and we can deliver for growth. Heathrow is the airport where we have by far the highest uptake of sustainable aviation fuels already, for example. So we are on the right path, and planes will not be flying for the next 10 years, while net zero advancements will be made in the next 10 years. We are rated as one of the best airports in the world, so I think generally there is a good service at Heathrow. We want to make it better, and a third runway is exactly one of the ways to do that. One of the challenges we have today is that capacity is constrained, and hence we need to expand in order to create more capacity, give better conditions for our airlines, give better punctuality, and ultimately be able to give better cost, because right now we're just investing in an area that doesn't increase the number of passengers. We want to increase the number of passengers, which is what our competitors outside of the UK are doing. I'm confident that the travel market will continue to grow globally, and I'm confident that if Heathrow and the UK wants to keep our market share of that market, we need to expand Heathrow, otherwise we're going to fall behind. Well, giving guarantees are always difficult in a changing world, but what we can see is that people want to travel more. There are billions of people literally in the world that have not traveled, who wants to travel. And there is a market out there that will continue to grow, and we need the infrastructure in order to cater for that market, and that is what we are building. I am not concerned really about the demand. I am much more concerned about having the capacity to actually fulfill that demand.